Her story is, in its way, a great American immigrant's tale. And this week, the Italian-born American violinist Nadja Salerno-Sonnenberg is celebrating her 51st birthday. As WRTI's Jim Cotter reports, most of that more than half century has been spent in the spotlight.
At age 8, Nadja Salerno-Sonnenberg became the youngest student at the Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia. She made her debut as a soloist with the Philadelphia Orchestra at age 10. Since then, she's performed with every notable orchestra in the United States and around the world. Because of the longevity of her career, there are by now violin concertos, major works that audiences want to hear again and again, that Salerno-Sonnenberg has performed hundreds of times. Not a problem, she says. These pieces have stood the test of time because they're like a certain favorite dish that, like her, originated in Italy but found its finest expression in America.
It's like, you know, how many times in your life have you eaten pizza? Probably a lot. Doesn't mean you don't like that slice you're having tonight, right? So, I mean, if something is good, it's good. That's it.
Among Salerno-Sonnenberg's most popular varieties is the Brook First Violin Concerto, and playing it in Philadelphia with the ensemble she describes as her mother orchestra is a special treat.
I remember loving it a lot when I was learning it as a student. It's phenomenal for me to play it here, the Philly Orchestra, because my teacher, I'm looking at her while I'm playing it, and I learned it with her. It's like a very old friend that you've known all your life, and they complete your sentences, and so the Brook is that for me. You know, it's a pleasure to play it. And, you know, with Philly, I mean, it's always a joy to play here.
An old friend with an old friend.
That's right, with a very old friend, exactly.
More on birthday girl Nadja Salerno-Sonnenberg is at WRTI.org.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.